It's really it's painful and poignant to speak today in memory of such a wonderful, special Yachid Bidoro. It's painful to think about how much we have lost on personal relationship and institutionally in our yeshiva. And it's poignant to think about how much we've gained from him and how much we've continued his work, our work, and his legacy. You know, one of the things I was thinking as I was preparing this past Shabbat Haggadah, reading through the Haggadah, I thought of one specific passage that was taken from words of the Rav, Hai's Rebbe, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, all of our Rebbe, to that highlights, you know, why we're here. The Rav talks about, of all the parts of the Haggadah, he says there's one part that focuses on the heroes of the story that often isn't realized as the heroes. You know, you think about who are the heroes of the Haggadah. You think about obviously Hashem, Anihu v'lo'acher. You know, it's Hashem and not a shliach. I think about Moshe, whose name isn't mentioned in the story, which of course raises its own slew of questions. And the Rav points to the passage in about the five rabbis speaking in Bnei Brak. And he said that, you know, just like Chayav Adam Liros Atzmo, the idea of the five rabbis speaking in Bnei Brak isn't just about the five rabbis. The idea that the five rabbis were telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim all night until Alot HaShachar, until the daybreak, until the sun has come out, isn't just about that one time in that one period of that one generation. But the five rabbis represent how the story has been told generations after generations. We mention here, as the Rav said, only one day, one generation, but it continued generation after generation. And the key to the riddle of how we, the Jewish people, have survived, the solution to this enigma, is that we have been able to read the Haggadah for thousands of years. And the answer to the riddle lies with the teachers and the parents who told the story of the Exodus throughout the whole night, throughout their lifespan, waiting for daybreak. That these five rabbis represents generation after generation telling the story of Mitzrayim. It's every rabbi who does it. It's every parent. It's every educator teaching the next generation the stories of our heritage, why we're here, and how we're here, and the purpose for which Hashem has brought us out of Mitzrayim. You know, it's this sense, when I think about Hai and think about what he accomplished, you know, in so much in his life, but so specifically with our yeshiva, is that through his efforts and through the works of our yeshiva, he's raised generations upon generations of rabbis, educators, and parents who've told over the story of Mitzrayim, who've told over the story of our people, and ensured the eternity and continuity of Am Yisrael. You know, we certainly believe the pen is mightier than the sword. It's that the people of the book are the people that last. And it's by transmitting that book that we've been able to sustain in where we are today. You know, I remember so painfully at this time when we heard of Hai's passing and where that left us emotionally. And if there's any nechama, it's in that his incredible work lives on, and that we are educating the next generation of rabbis, who will be the five rabbis who will tell the story until the daybreak, And Baruch Hashem, we live in a time, Rishit Smichat Gulatenu, that the day might be breaking very soon. And we need to get there. And we could be very, very close. And Bezchut, everything that he taught us, with his winning charm and personality and unique passion for Torah, for our yeshiva, for the Rav, and for continuing the legacy of what we stand for and raising the next generations and generations. You know, we should be zochet to see that time, the Shana Haba B'Yerushalayim Habnuya, where it won't be just Haba, but the Shana Hazot B'Yerushalayim Habnuya. And we see that time soon.